Hello everybody, my name is Megan and welcome back to Jetlag, the ultimate travel guide podcast where we're off to a different destination every single week. This month we have been focusing on the Northeast United States. So grab your luggage, don't forget your boarding pass and toothpaste, because this week we're headed to New York City. Okay, so obviously while you're in New York, you'll need somewhere to stay, and that is one of the most important aspects of travel. This is how-to lodging. So you'll want to book your stay several months in advance to make sure that you'll actually have somewhere to stay. And this is really something that is very centered around personal preference. As far as hotels go specifically, if you're trying to save a few pennies, consider staying somewhere a little less touristy, such as the Lower East Side, Gramercy, the Upper West Side, or even Brooklyn. Also, reconsider timing. Studies have shown that January and February are actually the least expensive months to visit New York City. Plus, you'll get to experience a NYC winter. You'll also want to avoid peak seasons, such as Fashion Week or award show weekends. However, if pricing isn't a concern while booking, take into consideration other accommodations offered by hotels. For example, is it kid-friendly? Do they have free breakfast? Do they have a swimming pool, free Wi-Fi, spas, or a gym? Just whatever is most important and top priority to you during your stay. Now, in between lounging at the hotel you so carefully chose, you'll need a way to get around the city, and there are many ways to do so. This is how to transportation. I would advise not driving, whether it be your own car or a car that you have rented, just solely based on the heavy traffic that New York City is notorious for. If you're looking for a mode of transportation that allows easy access to seeing as much of the city as you can, I would suggest bringing your own or renting a bicycle, taking a bus, or even walking. Now, you might not want to walk everywhere, but New York City, while it is big, is very compact, and walking is the most popular way that even the locals prefer to get around the city. Other popular modes of transportation include taxis, ferries, water taxis, and of course the infamous subway. Now, if you do choose to travel by subway, a MetroCard is required for entry. There are two types of MetroCards. You can either get a 7-day unlimited ride MetroCard, which, if you do use the subway a lot, this option might benefit you and save you some money. The other option is a pay-per-ride card, which means that for every ride, the cost is $2.50, no matter how far you travel. If you have the 7-day unlimited card, $29 is placed on the card for unlimited rides throughout 7 days. You will also benefit from looking up and even printing out a map of the subway lines and even a guide of the entry spots. But whatever mode of transportation you choose, make sure you know the price if it is not free, as well as the route and stops if it is public transportation. Alright, now is the time to get into the top 10 portion of our episode, and we are starting with restaurants. So, when choosing where you want to eat, there are multiple elements to take into consideration. First, and considered most important by most people, is pricing. If you have an idea of a specific restaurant you'd like to eat at, make sure you look up their average meal prices just to make sure you're well prepared. You'll also want to see if the restaurant you had in mind requires reservations. Or if you have a specific price range you'd prefer to stay in, look up the best rated hotels for what you're willing to spend. TripAdvisor and Yelp offer public ratings on most businesses, so I've found those sites to be very helpful. And some NYC restaurants are very formal and enforce their own dress codes, so keep that in mind when choosing a place to have your next meal. Anyways, here are some well-rated, good restaurants you might want to try out during your trip to New York City. Number one, and this is in no particular order, is the Little Owl. This one is in West Village and has mid-range pricing as well as vegetarian and vegan options. They mainly serve American and deli food, but have a little bit of everything. Number two is La Sia, L-E space S-I-A. They serve Chinese seafood with a Creole twist. It is in East Village and has moderate price range as well. Number 3 is Ada Indian Canteen, ADDA. Ada is located in Long Island City and specializes in Indian cuisine and is very affordable. Number 4 is Madame Vo, V-O, serving Vietnamese food and also provides medium pricing. Madame Vo is found in East Village as well. Number 5 is Szechuan Mountain House, located in East Village. Szechuan is spelled S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N. This restaurant serves authentic Chinese food from the Sichuan province in China and has mid-range pricing also. Number 6 is Bolivian Llama Party. Bolivian Llama Party is in Midtown West and serves very affordable yet delicious authentic Bolivian food. Number 7, also in Midtown West, is Torishan. T-O-R-I-S-H-I-N. This one is a bit on the pricey side, with the cheapest item on their menu costing around $60, but their menu is centered around some of the very best Japanese food in the city, or more specifically, a finer take on Japanese street food. Number 8 is yet another Midtown West restaurant called Per Se, P-E-R space S-E. They offer delicious and authentic French food, but it comes at a price. This one also includes meals at upwards of $60. If you're looking for something to satisfy your sweet tooth, number 9 will do just that. It is Wowfuls in the Lower East Side. That's W-O-W-F-U-L-L-S. This dessert place is extremely affordable and their desserts are as delicious as they are picture-worthy. They offer ice cream cones, except the cones are made out of real fluffy waffles. They have a very large array of flavors for your waffle, ice cream, and almost every topping you can imagine. Number 10, and last but not least, is just any regular old street cart. When I was in New York City, no doubt the best thing I ate there was actually a gyro from a street vendor. They might look a little sketchy or uninviting, but I can guarantee you the food is just as good, if not better, than it smells, and always super affordable, fast, and convenient. Okay, that's it for our top 10 restaurants. Up next is top 10 sites, attractions, and activities. Now, all of these places I'm going to mention are very well known, so I'll just let their reputation mainly speak for themselves. Alright, number 1 is Radio City Music Hall. When I was in NYC, I saw Radio City, but didn't get to go in. They do offer shows, tours, and even dance classes with the Rockettes for all ages of fans, which would definitely be an experience you'd never forget. Number 2 is Madison Square Garden. MSG is world famous, so if you can, maybe try to book your trip during a time when one of your favorite artists is performing there. But if not, at least take a tour so you can see it for yourself. Number 3 is Central Park. I was able to spend a few hours here during my trip, but considering its massive size, I'd set a whole day to exploring it. There are countless famous statues and other sites here, including the Belvedere Castle, the Central Park Zoo, the Strawberry Fields, the Central Park Carousel, Bethesda Fountain and Terrace, and the Conservatory Garden. On your stroll through the massive park, you'll most likely also encounter musicians, which I always thoroughly enjoyed, as I am a musician myself. So, listening to their performances could also take up some time if you choose to. Number 4 is Coney Island. The amusement park is only open from roughly Easter to Halloween, but it features 50-plus separate rides and attractions, including the Wonder Wheel and Luna Park, as well as the famed Cyclone Roller Coaster. The park also includes a circus sideshow, aquarium, and a Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition annually on the 4th of July. And if you visit between the last weekend in June and the Friday before Labor Day, every Friday at 9:30 p.m., you can watch a fireworks show from the beach. Number 5 is Rockefeller Center. The center is most famous for its observation deck, the Atlas statue, and the flags from every member country of the United Nations. Also, if you can, visit during Christmas time so you can go ice skating at the ice rink, watch the Christmas tree lighting, or at least just see the tree. Number 6 is the American Museum of Natural History. I don't know about you guys, but museums are my idea of fun, and this one is just that. One of my favorite movies is Night at the Museum, which was filmed here. So when I went, I was very excited since I was able to see a lot of exhibits that were featured in the movie. The museum actually gives tours showing you exhibits from the movie, so if you're interested, make sure that there is one available to fit into your schedule. But whether you've seen that movie or not, the American Museum of Natural History is a very interesting and fun place to spend an afternoon in New York. Number 7 is, of course, the Statue of Liberty. Lady Liberty is a staple landmark of the US, so you really can't miss out on visiting her while you're in the city. It's actually very interesting since colossal structures like this one are made to sway in the wind, so when standing at the base and looking up, you can really see her moving around. Also, they do allow you to go all the way up inside to her crown, or you can just stay down at the pedestal. Either way, she is much bigger and way more awe-inspiring in person, so if you have the chance, you should really go and see for yourself. Number 8, to go along with number 7, is Ellis Island, the U.S. entry point for over 12 million immigrants from 1892 to 1954. Check out the museum there and try to find some of your ancestors if you can, since the descendants of the immigrants who passed through here account for almost half of today's American people. If you get to visit the island, also make sure to get a good look at the stairs, since there was and still is so much foot traffic coming in and going out of there. The stairs are practically caving in. You can undoubtedly see it, and it's actually quite remarkable to look at the stairs and really get a sense of how many people it took to pass over them to get them looking how they are today. Number 9 is the 9/11 Memorial. This memorial and museum commemorates the September 11, 2001 attacks. The memorial lists the engraved names of all 2,977 people who lost their lives in these attacks. If you visit during your trip, the memorial and museum is really moving, and if you happen to see a white rose laying on top of a specific name, that is placed there in remembrance of that person's birthday, so please don't disturb them. I was surprised to see so many people messing with the roses when I went, so I wanted to make sure that I included that information here, since some of those people might have just simply not known what the flowers were there for. And lastly, number 10 is the Empire State Building. This 102-story skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan was completed in 1931 and stands a total of 1,454 feet tall, including its antenna. It was really interesting because the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building were being built at the same time, so the designers were having some sort of contest or race to see whose building would be taller. So the Empire State Building's antenna was actually kept a secret until after the Chrysler Building was finished, and that's when they added the antenna, beating out the Chrysler Building by 406 feet. The Empire State Building is also featured in over 250 movies, with some of the most famous and notable being Sleepless in Seattle, King Kong, and Elf. That was our top 10 sites, attractions, and activities of NYC. So now, here is our last top 10 for this episode, stores. This is another one that is really based off of personal preference and where you choose that you want to go to spend your money. So I'm just going to put a little bit of everything in this section. Number 1 is Macy's. This may seem like any just regular old department store, except it's literally massive and the headquarters of every other store in the chain. It's also made famous by the Macy's Day Thanksgiving and Christmas Day parades, while also being the largest Macy's store in history. Number 2 is FAO Schwarz, the most famous toy store in the United States. This store is made famous by their interactive experiences, life-size stuffed animals and Lego figures, games, and of course, toys. When I was in NYC, I went here and had so much fun, even though I was already 12 years old. Whether you have little ones with you on your trip or not, FAO is something you'll definitely not want to miss out on. Number 3 is the largest gem, mineral, and fossil shop in the world, Astro Gallery. Some items sold here are a bit pricey, but they include real minerals, gems, and stones from all over the world. They sell everything from bowls, to keychains, to lamps, to jewelry, and even clocks, so it's definitely worth stopping in and having at least a look around. Number 4 is House of Oldies. This quaint record shop primarily sells over 1 million 50s, 60s, and 70s out-of-print vinyls. Number 5 is Harney & Sons, H-A-R-N-E-Y. If you're a fan of tea, you'll be an even bigger fan of this store. They sell over 300 varieties of loose leaf, iced tea, and tea bags, including classic flavors as well as their own blends. Number 6 is a massive, three-story, eclectic Chinese emporium, Pearl River Mart. They carry all Chinese and Asian goods and products for a real bargain. Everything from kites and pajamas to food and ceramics, this place is well worth exploring. Number 7 is Kate Spade, another semi-pricey one. Kate Spade specializes in women's clothing and accessories, carrying clothes, jewelry, bags, shoes, and even eyeglasses. Number 8 is One Schubert Alley, S-H-U-B-E-R-T. One Schubert Alley is the oldest store to sell Broadway musical collectibles and memorabilia, as well as the first store to sell things like this outside of a Broadway theater. They sell items such as posters, clothes, and other merchandise remembering past and present productions. Number 9 is Maxilla and Mandible. This is one of the first and only shops specializing in all things osteology. Osteology is the study of the structure and function of the skeleton and bony structures. They offer things such as real shark teeth, butterflies, and resin bug bracelets. Number 10, and last for our top 10 stores, is Spy Store NYC. They sell all kinds of spy equipment, everything you can imagine. I mean, surveillance gadgets, GPS trackers, recorders, hidden cameras, and more. Whether you have kids or not, stop in, pick up a few things, and set out on your next mission. It'll be worth it. Okay, that was our last store for top 10 stores, and now it's time for our last segment here on this week's episode of Jetlag. This is Life of a Local. On Life of a Local, I bring in a local to give you all more of a guide based on hole-in-the-wall locations that only native New Yorkers might know about and some of their favorite things to do. Our local today is Becca. She is a 21-year-old college student who attends the Fashion Institute of Technology, where she majors in fashion and apparel design. Welcome, Becca. We are so glad for you to join us here on this week's episode of Jetlag.
Yeah, of course. No problem. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Yeah, anytime. So, Becca, tell us, have you moved to the city from somewhere, or were you maybe born here?
I was actually born here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you're, like, the real deal. I mean, I'm born and raised New York City local.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so do you mind taking a little time to tell us about some of your favorite places to go and things to do in and around the city?
Sure. So one of my favorite restaurants is called Bagels on the Square. They have, of course, bagels and cream cheese, as well as countless other toppings, but they also have sandwiches and salads, and even juices, coffee, and fruit, so it's just somewhere I love to go for any meal at least a couple times a week.
Okay, great. And that was called Bagels on the Square?
Yes, Bagels on the Square. It's in Greenwich Village.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right, continue.
Some other places I love to visit frequently are Books Are Magic and Mindful.
Books Are Magic and Mindful. Okay. Do you mind telling us a little bit more about those places?
So Books Are Magic is more of a modern independent bookstore in Brooklyn. They have all kinds of really good books there, a really great and wide selection of genres. They also sell cute, quirky novelty items and have various kinds of events every couple months. And Mindful, spelled M-N-D-F-L in all caps, is a meditation center. They have a bunch of different types of meditation classes, and you can either take a group class or a private instruction.
Oh, okay. Those places sound really cute and definitely worth the time spent there. And now, as far as pricing, is it reasonable or a bit more pricey, would you say?
Right. So Books Are Magic and Mindful are both very reasonably priced and affordable. Plus, they're both super fun places. I really enjoy spending my time there, and both locations are kid-friendly, so that's a plus.
Ooh, that is a plus. Okay. So, now as far as nightlife, is there anything you really enjoy or any particular place that you like to go specifically?
Yes, actually. So I really enjoy going to Smoke. It's a jazz club in the Upper West Side.
Oh.
They have really good food there, and the artists are always really talented. It's a really great place to listen to some live music.
Okay, well, great. That was some very helpful insight to the life of an NYC local. Thank you, Becca, for being a part of this week's Jet Lag episode. And once again, a special thank you to all of our faithful and weekly listeners. If you missed out on last week's episode, make sure to check that out. We traveled to the Garden State of New Jersey, and also make sure to tune in next week as we explore upstate New York as a part of this Northeast United States series. And remember, as someone anonymous once said, we travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us.